Mississippi is again wrestling with the crimes of its past. A jury in Jackson today convicted a former Ku Klux Klansman in the civil rights era slaying of a black farmhand. Ernest A. Vance was acquitted of the murder during a state trial in the 1960s, but today's verdict by a federal jury means he must now pay for the crime he committed 37 years ago. NPR's Debbie Elliott has been covering the trial and joins us now from Jackson. Debbie, tell us a bit more about the murder of Ben Chester White.
It happened on June 10, 1966, just outside of Natchez, Mississippi. It was part of what federal prosecutors have described as a plot by three members of this offshoot of the Klan known as the Cottonmouth Moccasin Gang. They were trying to get Martin Luther King to town for an assassination attempt, and they thought if they killed a black man, it would lure King into town. Ernest A. Vance, the defendant in this case, and two other white men, Claude Fuller and James Lloyd Jones, drove out to the farm where Ben Chester White was working. And they got him into the car on the guise of getting his help finding a lost payload and reloading it. And they drove him into this Homochita National Forest, where they drove up over a creek and stopped on the bridge. Prosecutors described both men getting out of the car, White cowering in the back seat, praying and asking, "Lord, what did I do to deserve this?" just before first Fuller and then A. Vance repeatedly shot him. Now, the government noted again and again in this case that White had nothing to do with the civil rights movement. In fact, he wasn't even registered to vote. According to Assistant U.S. Attorney Jack Lacey, he was brutally killed simply because he had skin that was not the color of A. Vance.
Mm-hmm. This murder, again, was 1966. How did the government go about proving its case after so long a time?
Well, they relied heavily on statements and testimony that was taken long ago. Both of the other suspects in this case are now dead. Officials did read into the court record testimony from James Lloyd Jones, who described in detail the killing and how that first Fuller shot White with a rifle, then A. Vance shot him in the head with a shotgun, and then they picked up his body and dumped it over the bridge rail and into the creek. Perhaps the most compelling testimony was from a former FBI agent who said A. Vance confessed to the crime back in 1967, saying, "I shot that N-word. I blew his head off with a shotgun." And that obviously worked with the jury. They deliberated for less than 3 hours before finding A. Vance guilty.
And what was the defense?
Well, only one witness, a pathologist, who questioned whether or not a shotgun was even used in the crime. He testified that no forensic evidence like pellets were found on the body. Now, the government's experts had described how most of White's head had been blown away, which was a wound consistent with the shotgun blast. You know, after the trial, defense attorney Tom Royal said it was almost impossible to defend someone like A. Vance 37 years after the crime. He said lawyers had no opportunity to cross-examine long-dead witnesses, so it was a very difficult case to defend.
Debbie, there have been other civil rights-era murder trials that have happened decades after the crimes. What's the significance of this one?
Yes, both Alabama and Mississippi have convicted former Klansmen for many notorious murders. Byron De La Beckwith for killing Medgar Evers here in Mississippi, and then in Alabama over the past few years, a couple of former Klansmen for the 16th Street church bombing that killed four black girls. But this is the first time that the federal government has tried one of these cases, and that was possible because the crime happened in a national park. So even though A. Vance had been acquitted by a state jury back in 1967, this was not double jeopardy since it was now a federal case.
Thanks very much, Debbie.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR's Debbie Elliott speaking with us from Jackson, Mississippi.